I'm sorry.
No. There's a mistake. Moonlight, you guys won Best Picture.
This is not a joke. I'm afraid they read the wrong thing.
This is not a joke. Moonlight has won Best Picture. Moonlight, Best Picture.
Personally, I blame Steve Harvey for this.
Very clearly, even in my dreams, this could not be true. But to hell with dreams. I'm done with it, because this is true. Oh, my goodness.
Uh-huh. Liquor license?
Oh, what?
A lick her license.
Traveling at the speed of thought.
Liquor license?
131 proof, bud, straight up. I'm fucking wasted. It's a fucking drug.
Liquor license?
You're disappointed in me out here, Andy.
Liquor license?
Hey, yo, kids!
What's up?
Remember when I used to be dope?
Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Jerry Rice, episode 80.
Number 80 on the back of the jersey. We're going to the Hall of Fame.
A liquor motherfucking license.
The best wide receiver to ever play the game. I don't give a fuck who you like.
To start off, the show is an honor because I know he's a big liquor license fan of my man, Bill Paxton.
Man, hey.
I don't mean to make light of it.
Nah, kidding. Nah, no, he's being serious. We shouting out Bill Paxton. The first thing he did when he texted me, I was so fast on the text because I had the computer on my lap. Motherfucking, I just watched Trespass Thursday of last week. Ice Cube, Ice T, Bill Paxton. It don't get no better.
There was another guy in there. Oh, that dude who's like.
Oh, it was a lot of little cameos. I'm going to tell y'all, if y'all ain't watched that shit in a long time, go buy the DVD, VHS, Amazon, download the shit. Shout out to Bill Paxton. You was a bad motherfucker, man.
Oh, you know what? Okay. I always mix up Trespass with Judgment Night.
Yeah. No.
But they're close.
But yeah, because Trespass had a bunch of cameos.
Yeah, too, no, you're right. I mean, when you go back and look at like his body of work, it's like you forget the shit that he was in. I mean, like...
He had an amazing career.
And he seemed like a fucking great guy.
And he started out as a fucking, like, somebody working on set.
Yep.
Like, yeah, just follow your dreams.
I feel bad to say it now, but I always confused him with Bill Pullman. They don't even look alike. And they don't.
They got the same, similar vibe of characters.
And maybe just because their names are Bill with a P and N and with an N. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, for
and
some reason.
They play, like, character roles. Like, yeah.
But, now, Bill Paxton was obviously better. And, you know, went too young, man. Holy shit. I wonder what the surgery was for.
Heart surgery.
That's what it was?
Yeah, heart. Yeah. That's why. First thing I told my people, I said, man, I like the liquor, I like the weed, the cigarettes, all that shit, I'm pro, man, you better exercise and take care of yourself, man, because 50, man, that shit ain't that old, man, like, to be checking out, man, that man had a show on CBS, so you gotta remember, for him to be one of the leads on a show on CBS, he had to have insurance coverage, so he had to pass some tests recently that probably found out he wasn't doing that good, and he had to upgrade his shit. That man didn't recover from this shit.
That sucks.
Because that show just started. Remember we talked about
you did.
Another show, Bill? I like you, but I wasn't going to watch it. I'm not going to lie to you. But now I might check out an episode if they got a few up.
I'm sure it's going to be like widely watched now.
I really don't believe so, though. Because I don't think it was going to be widely watched before he died. So I don't know.
But anyways, I mean, Twister, all the Aliens. There's a lot of movies that you get.
Yeah, a lot of shit he was on the map.
And, but rest in peace, dude. Mm-hmm. And, you know what? I'm gonna say underrated.
Definitely.
You know?
He one of the people who don't get credit till he died.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Totally. He wouldn't get no fucking credit.
Last week you're like, oh, Bill Paxton's one of the best actors.
We actually talked about them remaking shows and Training Day was one of the shows and he's the lead person.
Okay. Yeah.
We talked about the
fuck.
We talked about the Training Day one and we talked about the Rush Hour.
I hope we didn't say anything bad.
No, not about him.
No,
it was about the concept of them remaking shit that don't need to be remade. But we didn't even touch on Bill Paxton. That's why I say that's how underrated he is. We never said, like, but Bill Paxton is in this shit.
So, all right. It's the day after the Oscars.
Yep.
And I was live texting Kadir because he really couldn't watch it.
Yeah,
And I was at work, so I was able to watch the whole thing. I almost wanted to turn it off. It's
too fucking long.
It's not just that. It's just the red carpet shit. And I'm like, okay. Starting with the red carpet, I'll go through this, but okay. I'll make it quick. I won't make it long-winded because I'm sure everybody out there either watched it or heard about this kind of stuff. The red carpet shit's like Michael Strahan, what's her name, Robin?
Robin Roberts.
Then they got like three other people.
All the Good Morning America crew.
Another gay dude who's out there interviewing people. So who walks in? Terrence Howard with like the hottest bitch with her tits out. I'm like, who?
That's his wife. I'm like, the Asian woman.
Yeah. Yeah. But then I looked it up because I wanted to see who she was and if there was any, not like nudes, but just like, who the fuck is this chick?
Right, right, right.
The guy's been married 5 times.
Right. And this person here, they actually like fought each other and got divorced twice or some shit.
That Yeah. But
and so, she always taken back and they just had a newborn kid, so shout out to them.
Yeah. I mean, Terrence Howard, I guess at one point I thought he was a gay.
Mm-mm.
I guess not, because
he always been on the pussy, like heavy. I
guess so,
he
huh?
been on the pussy for a long time.
What's he saying?
Which one?
Hustle and Flow? He's like,
Shit, that's a classic.
I was gonna say I'm make a do what it do, but that's Ray. No, that's Ray. What the fuck does he say? I'm in Maine. I'm sorry, Maine.
Yeah, I'm in Maine. His Memphis. He went overboard. His Memphis. I like that shit.
Do they really talk like that?
Yeah, Memphis? They got some country.
They say Maine.
Yeah, Maine.
I got you, Maine. But all right. So
appreciate you, Maine.
They got that whole fucking stupid red carpet stuff, which is just for women, basically.
To show their dresses and shit.
And so I caught this at about 8 o'clock. I got it in at 1, and I'm thinking it's gonna be busy because everybody out here has Oscar parties. That shit doesn't exist anywhere else except
somebody at work showed me pictures. This is crazy. I don't want to cut y'all, but I want you to jump right back in. So as he's showing me the pictures, this today, this earlier, and he like, he's the pictures from the Oscars, and they're all suits and gowns, and I'm like, wow, you know, that's cool. I'm like, you know, which I went to the Vanity Fair party, like, no, we was at an apartment in the valley. I'm like, and y'all motherfuckers was dressed like y'all was at the fucking Oscars? Like, he had on, like, a blue velvet suit. It looked nice, but I'm like, this was at somebody's apartment, and the girls had gowns on and shit. I was like,
they dress like the characters in the movies,
man,
and shit.
Some other shit, man.
So, I'm thinking it's gonna be busy. So, after 1 o'clock... It hits like 8, and I'm thinking, I have not seen one female patron in this store.
Oh, at your job.
But there was a ton of dudes, but they're buying champagne.
To get the pussy wet.
They're buying wine. They're buying Alizé.
One part Alizé, one part Cristal. Thug's passion, baby.
I'm like, holy shit, because all the girls are having. It's their Super Bowl.
But when
the woman's Super Bowl.
When we first got out here, did I not bring you to one of them parties before? Because I could have swore you've been with me, you and my brother, and somebody else.
I know, because remember, I always work Sunday nights, so probably not.
What, this one chick, she's...
Maybe we did. Maybe I did, actually.
The apartment building she lived in, she rented out, like, the media room, so they would have, like, she...
No, then I didn't.
Oh,
know.
It was amazing. It was...
Would have all like the fucking big screen.
All that shit, yeah. The food catered and shit. I was like, wow, LA. Welcome to LA, baby.
That's what I mean. I don't know. What, I guess that's like fucking Mardi Gras down by you, but that's like every day, isn't it?
Yeah, Mardi Gras is pretty. That's pretty big.
I mean, don't they have a parade every day?
It's for 2 weeks.
No, but I'm saying in New Orleans, don't they just have parades like.
No, only during Mardi Gras.
Oh, okay.
But Mardi Gras is like 2 fucking weeks.
Okay.
That's pretty fucking long to have a parade every day. What the fuck?
But,
2 weeks of parades.
When you were living down there, by like day 3, you're like, all right, fuck parades.
I told you the Mardi Gras story, right?
No, which one?
Oh my God, the fucking demon and shit. I never told you that story?
No.
He gonna give me my little passes, cause I'm gonna take the ball and run with him. So we'll drop that another time.
Okay. You want me to put it on the list here?
I ain't gonna forget that one. Just bring up Mardi Gras again. We'll get to
it. Oh, you know what? We're going to go back to it because I have something coming up. So,
Okay. Perfect.
Right. Because technically Mardi Gras starts tomorrow.
Right. Well, no. Technically it ends tomorrow. That's it. Fat Tuesday is the final day.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
But it's two weeks prior to that. Fuck it. All right. So.
Then Ash Wednesday is the next day.
All right. Which, I had it written down. See, good for you. You're on my wavelength.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we good.
All right. The show starts and.
It starts at fucking 5 or 5:30. And they don't go off till 9 something?
Yeah, it might have been later.
Give me my trophy. I got to go.
JT starts it out and actually did a good job.
Okay.
Which he always does. You know,
he's never been a bad performer. No.
It's not like I want to do his kind of music or anything, but I got to give the guy credit.
That's my thing. Every time I've seen him perform, I've been like, okay, that was good. But he's not the kind of person I could imagine myself in the car like, yeah, this JT shit is hitting.
Some of it does, though.
I don't know.
Some of that, like, what was it, like Love, Sex...
I mean, that's what I'm saying. I just don't even know the names of his songs. Like that one song with the one big one. What was that one? his biggest fucking jam.
The one where he was like, when he had broken up with Britney Spears?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What was that one?
Cry Me a River.
Cry Me a River. That's the one I could name. I can't name no other fucking songs.
What? There's,
I know they had the one with
bringing,
him and
bringing Sexy Jay-Z. Back.
See, I would have took me like hours.
If I looked up Justin Timberlake songs, you probably know
10. Right. I know it now as you say it, but I couldn't just quote them myself.
Whatever one he was nominated for, you'd know it was from that movie Trolls, but I don't know what the fuck the name of it.
And the one with him and Jay-Z, that was, I forgot.
Oh, I do know which one you're talking about.
I'm telling you, he makes some cool music.
So he comes in like from the bowels, and he goes through the audience. He goes through the audience as he's singing the song, goes on, and they have an entire dance thing, and then he goes, Denzel, you know this one, and they start to play Lovely Day.
Okay, yeah.
Everybody talked about Denzel. Because he was front row. He was front row.
And I'm going to tell you this. Because
does not age.
I did see towards the end, and I was like, he is like the god of this shit. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Marlon Brando's dead. Like all the people who, De Niro and them, I love them. I don't know what the fuck they really be doing. But Denzel be on some gangster shit, man. Just the way he carry himself and shit. I like the way Denzel operates, man. He just, like you say, he's front and center because you got to earn that front and center. You don't just
He was like the first.
It's not like the courtside at the Knicks game. You can just buy a ticket. Like you got to earn that motherfucking middle spot. Directly in front of the motherfucking Jimmy Kimmel. I look at you every time he go up to that motherfucking mic. He like, God damn, Denzel, you still here? Yeah, motherfucker, I'm right here.
And oddly enough, I thought Jimmy Kimmel did a good job.
I like Jimmy Kimmel, though. Maybe I'm the only person in the world, but I...
Audience member, don't say anything. Just give me a nod. Did you like Jimmy Kimmel? Okay.
See, that's a real answer right there.
He was kind of rough. He was rough on Jimmy. People, but he wasn't like, what's that guy's name? Ricky Gervais? He wasn't that nasty.
No. But, I like Chris Rock, too, though.
Well, I'm surprised he wasn't the...
I like Chris Rock, too, though. Shit.
I'm surprised he wasn't the fucking host, Chris Rock, when they were going with the all-fucking-black Oscar thing.
Man, that's the... Okay, let me take this one.
Yes, please do.
So, this is what I'm going to tell y'all, America. Last year, it was Oscar So White. So, let me tell y'all what motherfucking... The white people who run the Academy are going
to
tell
you. I only did this to get you
going. I'm
going
to appease y'all from the jump. I never even knew that they would give a fucking supporting actor out... To open the show. So look, black people, straight off the rip, y'all lost y'all president. We got this white man in the office. Boom, here you go. You pronounce his name because I don't want to fuck it up. From Moonlight.
Marshalla Ali.
The first Oscar of the night goes to an African American.
Yeah, I was trying to. And you know what? Okay, so
the first Oscar of the night goes to an African American gentleman, 43 years of age,
sir.
Oh shit!
I was very pleased. No, so I'm watching this at the store. And I love that fucking guy.
Cottonmouth was his best role. I don't give a fuck what y'all say. Fuck Moonlight.
I'm not saying fuck Moonlight
on that because I never seen it. Fuck it you. It's bad. I'm just saying, you've been Cottonmouth. That motherfucker was great as Cottonmouth. B, he was fucking great. If you ain't watched Luke Cage, y'all, go tune in. That motherfucker played Cottonmouth in Luke Cage, played a motherfucking soldier in Hidden Figures, and played the man in Moonlight in the same year. You can't top that. I'm sorry.
The fucking guy rules. And like,
And he got a rapper. He was a rapper.
Wait, really?
2007. He got shit on YouTube.
When you see him in
check that shit out too. If y'all ain't hip to it, they put his shit out today. Say, do you remember when the Academy Award winner was a rapper? That motherfucker got a fucking song and video on YouTube.
You're gonna like him in Moonlight when you finally fucking see it.
I haven't seen none of that shit.
Okay, just to go back to it. All right, the Justin Timberlake thing.
Okay.
All right, so. Sexy Back.
Yeah. Suit and Tie. That's a Jay-Z. Him and Jay-Z.
Okay. My Love featuring T.I.
My Love. Yeah, I know that one.
Okay.
I would have never fucking came up with no goddamn names.
All right. So he won. Now, I'm so fucking gay sometimes. He won and I was like fist pumping. I'm like, yeah, motherfucker. I knew it. Because
you're part black.
How many fucking months have I been telling you how great Moonlight is?
A lot.
You know, and I love that guy. And like you said, Cottonmouth.
That's a bad motherfucker.
God damn it! His laugh is like perfect.
And he's from Oakland. Shout out to the Bay Area.
And I was really pumped that he won. I'm like, okay, maybe this won't be so bad. And he didn't really give a political
speech. He didn't. I've seen his
speech. He was good, and he was very tearful and happy. And what's his name? Barry Jenkins was like he was crying for him, which was even nice. They showed the homeboy looks like 50 Cent, who's in the movie in the back.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do you know what he was born in Ponchatoula. We used to play that school in my elementary junior high school.
What's that guy's name?
Ty something.
It kind of looks like 50 Cent. Okay.
But he grew up in a town like 30 minutes from the town I'm from in Louisiana. He moved away when he was like 10 or something. But shout out to Ponchatoula.
Now they start going into all the other awards. And every person has to be like, we got to be united. We can't build. They brought up like, what's that guy's name? Gael Garcia from Los Perros.
And, motorcycle.
Yeah. And he, yeah.
Wait, why they brought him up? What the fuck?
He was presenting for like foreign film, but instead of doing it, he did a whole rant about how we shouldn't build a wall.
Okay.
Again, person, give me a nod if I'm lying about this. All right.
No context of what we're talking about. So he was there.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought he might have been held out the country.
Really. And like everybody, oh, we got to be equal, we got to do this. And everybody wore the fucking, what color did they wear, blue?
I'm not hip to none of that type of shit.
Blue or red, anyways.
The president's orange.
So like at one point, I'm going to start wearing an orange fucking
orange ribbon. Orange flag, I don't know.
At one point, I'm like, I'm just going to turn this shit off. It's getting too political. And then they would like, they had to go back and show like every fucking like minority won an award. And it's fine. I don't care. That's nice. But show everybody. Who gives a fuck?
This is the white guy who's it seen is. White people shown for how many years that Academy Awards been on? Saying, that's fine, but show everybody. Don't let the people are the white people.
I understand.
Oh my God.
No, but fuck it. All right.
Only other people are the white people.
They go through.
And they've been shown forever.
Now I'm trying to think. All right. I don't know. Who the fuck won for best actor? I don't know.
Your boy, Casey. Shout out to Ben Lowe.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Ben Lowe, brother.
You know what? And again, he shouted out Denzel.
Because the mother...
I'm telling you.
This is the man who, if you sold drugs, he is the godfather of crack. He's like the man who invented this shit. This is not... He said he learned how to act from Denzel or some shit.
Uh-huh.
Like, yes, motherfucker. A lot of people fell in love with this cinema shit.
And I don't know what the Jimmy Kimmel, Matt Damon thing is, but like throughout the entire show,
trying to reference the show that I used to watch, the one on NBC. What is it? But that he had nothing to do with that. When Matt Damon was like the pilot, the one with Tina Fey, I was like, was that?
I don't. Maybe it's a goof.
It's something I missed.
It's like an inside joke between
the
two of them.
Neither one of them enough to know what the fuck they were.
Like when they were giving out best screenplay, like they cut him off, and it whatever. Yeah, I mean, it was
when Matt Damon was on stage and they cut him off.
Him and Ben Affleck came out to present best original screenplay.
Yeah.
And as Matt Damon starts talking, they played like the wrap it up music. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of funny. And then they did a lot of like the Jimmy Kimmel bits throughout the show. You know, like they dropped candy from the ceiling. And then they brought in a tour bus that had no clue. And they brought all like the fucking people in the tour and to meet all the celebrities.
Now that's real life shit right there.
And I'm like, how? That's like the best LA experience you could ever have. Ever. You know, like you wouldn't even know what's going on.
Unless you had some bullshit on you. It's like, oh my God.
So... All right, so best original screenplay, I want to say, was Manchester by the Sea, yeah.
Okay.
That one, which I haven't seen.
Okay. That's an Amazon movie, right?
Also? Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I think the first one.
Streaming movie or some shit.
So that's going to get big, man. Like how you were talking about big shit happening.
Telling you.
All these Netflix, Amazon.
I'm telling you, they're making a move. Yeah.
If an Amazon movie just won an Oscar for
Not only won, and best actor. But then right during the fucking, I seen one of the promos for a Netflix movie, Will Smith. And he only taking $20 million a pop, so.
What is that one about? That looks
like
weird.
Some futuristic aliens and people. But the point being is it's a fucking Netflix movie. Mm-hmm. And it's Will Smith. And I'm like,
And it's not on Netflix. It's in the theaters.
They made it seem like, it was premiering on Netflix.
Hmm. Yeah. I wonder if it's one of those ones where they premiere it on Netflix and in the theater at the same time. Anyways, all right, so that, and then I don't know who won Best Adapted Screenplay.
It was Moonlight.
Oh, yeah, Moonlight did win, you're
right.
Because
it was the
Yes.
The dude who I knows the white tuxedo dude.
Mm.
And he was saying how proud he was of him because he struggled with his homosexuality for a while and all this other shit, but... Yeah, no, they won that shit. Him and Barrett. Yeah.
So then, you know, they finally they're wrapping up.
After seven hours.
Yeah, basically.
After eight hours.
And I'm like, I had already texted Veronica during the day. I'm like, they're going to fucking give to La La Land, and the movie fucking sucks. You heard my fucking rant about it.
Yeah.
You take out the music, it's an amateurish Lifetime movie,
yeah.
And the music kind of stinks. Sorry, John Legend. I mean, you're a good singer and a good songwriter, but...
He's got an Academy Award, by the way.
Yeah, and he was there. He played both songs, so
good for him. And he's got an Academy Award, by the way.
I love... And one of the most beautiful wives I've ever seen.
And he's got an Academy Award, by the way.
Yeah, he does.
And a lot of Grammys, by the way. He got like 10 Grammys.
John Legend's kind of like...
He's all right. He'll be okay.
He might be okay.
He might be okay after this one.
You think like we got to cash him some money?
I don't know. We might have to send him a loan, but he might be all right.
God damn, Christy Teigen. Oh, my God.
He might be all right. There's some good pussy, a lot of Grammys. Yeah, he might be all right.
Good looking guy.
Yeah, he might be all right.
He's probably got like a 9-inch penis.
Yeah, he's a little short dude, but hey, he might be all right.
He's packing. That's why they call him John Legend. He's a legend, dog. He's a
fucking legend.
But so I'm like, they're going to fucking give it to La La Land. And Emma Stone, she won.
She won.
I'm like, what the fuck did she even do in that movie?
Gosling lost to Affleck, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
Because it was like, Gosling, you didn't act in this one, man.
No. I'll tell you the biggest problem with Ryan Gosling in La La Land, he talks.
Oh, okay.
Like, honestly.
But don't he dance
Yeah, he dances. But his speaking roles, he's like kind of awkward.
Yeah.
But like in Drive and everything, where he just gives you
looks. He don't talk, right?
You're like, wow, shit. He's fucking a great, right, he's a great shit. Actor. But when he talks, he's kind of like not good.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Damn.
Sorry,
Gosling. Damn, Ryan.
I guess you're not coming out with your license.
Oh, man.
But
shout out to you at the YMCA days, homie. I remember that. So it's all good. I'm still in your corner, brother.
I'm not saying it's not good. It's just not.
Right. No, I'll get you.
I'm saying, and so the whole big thing was that Matt Damon was supposed to play the Casey Affleck part in that movie, but he was doing the stupid dragon movie instead.
Cool. The Wall.
Yeah.
Shout out to The Wall.
Yeah, he was doing that, so he couldn't do it, so Casey Affleck took it. Wow. Now,
I didn't know that.
Casey, I could not see, even though I didn't see the movie, yeah. I don't think Matt Damon could have played the way that Casey, like,
what?
See, I'm now, I don't.
Matty D.
I'm going to give you credit, because you had said it episodes ago,
what?
Casey Affleck is a better actor than Ben Affleck. And now it's proven.
Man,
it's in print.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Ben was probably the proudest person in the room, though. So
he was. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, and hey Ben, keep directing, dude. You direct good fucking movies. But so then Best Picture, it's Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway because it's the 50th anniversary of. He opens up the fucking. If you guys probably know this shit, but I'm reiterating.
At this point.
He opens up and he's fumbling around with it, right? Like, obviously, listen, if it's like the 50th anniversary, he wasn't a young guy in Bonnie and Clyde. He's got to be 81, 82.
He's in his 80s.
So he obviously probably can't see. To be dead honest with you.
He actually was squinting the whole time he's before like, he looking got like, to the envelope. Though.
Like, instead of wearing glasses or getting the surgery, he's like squinting. So Faye Dunaway just takes it away. And their excuse was they were looking at Emma Stone, so they just said La La Land. So everybody.
Oh, I thought they said the envelope said La. They had the wrong envelope.
That's what I heard.
But today I seen something they're investigating the whole thing. The fuck? We're investigating the Academy Awards?
Take the remote. I just hit off. I'm like, fuck that movie. Fuck this. And I was so pissed.
Yeah.
I'm like, of course they're going to give it to that shitty fucking movie. All they do is ever give any movie about Hollywood, they give them a fucking Oscar. Fuck that movie. Moonlight's 100 times better. And I'm like pacing around because I'm like pissed. Nobody's in the store. I'm just fucking pissed. And like, why do I even care? Did the Seahawks just lose? But because I was so behind Moonlight, you know that. I've been saying it for months and months and months. I told everybody, you got to see this movie.
Yeah.
And so, not 3 minutes go by, and I'm getting texts. Is this true? And I look at my phone, and it's like they messed up. Moonlight won.
Yeah.
And I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
I was watching that. I seen the man with the little headphones, and I kept saying, oh, something's wrong. He's not supposed to be over there.
So
and he kept asking for the envelope. And one white dude was no.
They were giving their speech.
Yeah.
And they cut him off to say the Moonlight won.
He's like, we actually lost, by the way. I said, damn, that was the best speech.
So fucking.
Lost, by the way.
All the executive producers, Damien Chazelle, they're all on stage. All the Moonlight guys are on stage.
So
and then Moonlight ends up winning. And I was like, I couldn't fucking believe it.
I just, like I said, man, I don't put no weight into none of that shit, man.
Okay, can you please fucking watch this movie now?
I mean, at some point, I mean, I'm not going to see this shit in the theater, but I'll check it out. That's what I'm telling
you. You don't have to. You know, I saw it in the theater once, and I saw it on TV twice.
Damien Chazelle, he won. Didn't he win Best Director? Youngest
Director. Again, didn't he win last year, too?
32, no. This is his first one. Youngest.
I thought he J.K. Simmons won last year for Whiplash.
Actor.
The guy's got a, I mean, he's got a...
30 fucking two. Yeah, he's going to be okay. Like
him and John Legend.
Let me tell you who really fucked up about that, the producers. That's who fucked up, because they could ride that train with that Best Picture to make fucking Godzilla meets Bart Simpson for the rest of their life if they wanted to. But Damien is okay. He's going to be all right. And I'm sure his producing partner
32 years old? And this is his second nomination for only two movies?
Shout out to Damien. He's okay. He's okay.
He looks like he's maybe 19 years old.
But I'm going to tell you, somebody got shit-faced last night and was like, I can't believe this. Somebody cried. Somebody cried their heart out last night. And was like,
I bet my boy Emma Lee.
They gave this. Yo. It's one thing. Okay, if they would have stopped them before they walked on the stage, but for them to be in speech mode already, it's like, you know how much adrenaline was pumping to be in speech mode and like thanking people and like, and hey, by the way, we didn't win. That dude, when he said that shit, I was like, that is classy. He said, by the way, we didn't win. By the way, we lost. I'm like, damn, y'all lost.
That is fucked up. That's all I gotta say.
But you could tell it was just... It was
oh,
just
okay, no, ones, no, man. It's... Okay, it's... Oh, it's like Marshall... So, Marshalla Ali.
Marshalla Ali, okay.
That's what it is, okay.
But that's what I'm saying, man. A lot of that shit, man, like... But, to be honest... Everybody said the best actor was Denzel. So,
I haven't seen Fences, so neither, I don't know.
So, I don't know.
No, okay. So, he brought everybody from the Broadway play to the movie. That's what I heard.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, he was playing it on Broadway, so yeah.
So, yeah, he said he brought... That was
shout out to Denzel.
Yeah. OG. It looks good, but I just think Moonlight's better.
I mean, I'm saying. Mad at you. But I'm just saying, La La Land says it's better.
I mean, listen, I really liked Arrival, and I thought it was like probably one of my favorite sci-fi movies since like District 9.
Yeah, District 9 was a good fucking movie.
Yeah,
man.
And I thought like just, oh man, it was fucking really good. But I don't know that it was Best Picture. But for some reason, they gotta have 10 fucking movies. So
that's
just
another
throw
thing.
Some shit
I
in
noticed
there.
That one for the first. I was like, when did it go from like 4 to like 9 fucking movies getting nominated? Like, what the fuck? I remember I thought it was like 4.
You know what I think? I mean, there's two things behind it. It makes people go see more movies because, I just got to see these 4. Now right. I got to go see 10.
Yeah.
It opens it up a little bit more, I guess. But 10, you know, it's like, I don't know. If there's not a good, like in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
All right. If the NFL Hall of Fame comes up and like 9 dudes deserve to get in, 9 dudes should get in.
Right.
If 2 dudes deserve to get in, 2 dudes should get in. You know what I'm saying? Like it's not that hard.
But this is like, no, one of y'all gotta win, one of y'all gonna,
10 fucking
y'all gonna lose, motherfucker.
Anyways, so
shout out to 3-6 Mafia for winning the fucking Academy Award for It's Hard Out Here for a Pimp.
Man.
When you're trying to get the money for the rent.
I remember those dudes used to, the guy with the fucked up arm, he used to come in
when he was doing all that MTV shit. Yep. He was living right there up there. Yeah. They was making that MTV money, you heard me? And they got an Oscar. Shout out to them.
Fuck it, eh? Yeah. Do they still make music?
Shit, don't matter. They got Oscars.
I guess so. You ever hold an Oscar, a real one?
No.
I don't know who the fuck's house I was at that had one.
Yeah, no, I ain't never been in nobody's house.
I held an Oscar and a real Grammy before.
Yeah.
I was at John. Brandon.
John Legend's house.
Yeah, I was at his house.
In
my old apartment, he lived in the one bedroom upstairs.
So he probably do need that loan. He probably like, man.
Just hey. Do you remember my old apartment when the lady upstairs had a piano and she'd play at night?
I don't remember that. I remember everything.
Shut the fucking dogs up.
I think I do. Yeah, I don't remember.
Oh, okay. All right, I'm done. All right, so.
Yep.
That was 2016-2017 Oscar Roundup.
Academy Awards.
And the best motherfucking picture of the year was Moonlight. Thank you.
It was Moonlight.
Thank you.
You did call it, yeah.
Okay.
We called that one early. That was a few months ago.
That's like a Clemson pick that I made. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
They're calling me the...
Notice how we skip the NFL and go straight to the amateurs.
Nope.
The guys who don't get paid for this shit.
They call me like the...
They call me like the Nostradamus of this NCAA
That's it. I'm already calling...
What? What's the next?
Who am I going to call in the NCAA tournament?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We ain't never talk about that. Well, we got a few weeks still.
Yeah, but wait. What we're going to do is we'll do a liquor license bracket.
Then we because we got another week.
Okay, and then we'll go again. We'll put like $5 in.
Yeah.
All right, and then we'll see.
I think I'm going to take it this time, though.
Okay, you're gonna fucking pick.
It's hard out here for a pick.
You're gonna be a picky at the Browns next year to fucking win. The Browns to go to
if
fucking.
If RG3 wouldn't have got hurt, we would be talking a whole lot of different shit.
All right, I'm gonna totally switch gears.
Yeah.
So I was telling you about like how you should love yourself. How you've been telling me that for fucking
self-love,
25
baby.
Episodes.
It's essential.
So I finally am like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm getting shit done.
Thank you.
And so I get all right. Check this out. So I get up Friday. And I'm like, all right, fuck it. I'm taking an Uber to Sun Valley to go to the EBT.
Okay, yeah.
I'm like, fuck it. You know what? I deserve it.
I deserve it.
I'm fucking. I've been unemployed. I've been unemployed for a year.
I've sat on my ass for a year. I'm taking this shit.
There's no fucking. I have not, dude. I applied a fucking.
I'm fucking with you, but when you say I deserve it, fuck.
No, what I'm saying is like, I need food in the house. That's okay. That's all.
That's a good enough reason if you ask me.
Okay. So go there, and it actually takes about an hour and 15. I'm like, okay. Oh, tits. Okay, I got to get the passport. So I'm like, I got to be at work by noon. It's 10 o'clock. I'm like, that's 2 hours. I'll take another Uber to the Van Nuys post office.
Okay.
Get the passport, and then come into work. I'll have everything done.
By 12.
Yeah, and it'll be good to go.
Boom.
Get there. The line is fucking... worse than the DMV. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. And I'm looking at my watch, Now, I just had spent $12 and then $10 on Ubers. So that's $22.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm like, I don't want to take another $10 fucking Uber into work. And I'm like, I'm not going to make this line.
Yeah.
You know? And the dude was very adamant. I need you here at noon.
I like how they adamant, but your ass be that. They just rolling in when they want.
Of course. So it's 10:45. I'm like, all right, fuck this. So I walk. Now, you know this area.
Yeah.
I walk from the Van Nuys post office to the orange line on Victory in Havenhurst.
Okay.
Wow. So I get there. And I'm like, the whole time I'm on my phone and I'm trying to find
a speed walk right
now. It was a fucking speed walk. Now, but the orange line only would stop at Laurel Canyon. So from Laurel Canyon, I have to walk all the way back.
Right.
So what I'm trying to do is find a stop that also has a Dash stop.
Yes.
Because I take the Dash like every day. So I find one. It's Valley College.
Yep. Yeah.
So I'm checking it on my phone, and I'm like, I'm like, holy shit! Like we're on Orange Line at Oxnard, and I see the fucking. Dash! And I'm like, fuck. So we get there.
Fucking retarded.
I got to push through people, jump off, run.
Push through, he means abuse elderly people.
No, they're like fucking the college kids. Fuck them. So I jump over like the track, get to work on time, and ask backwards boss is like, oh, I thought you were going to be longer, so I was planning on staying late today. I'm like, you motherfucker. I want to fuck.
Always doing that.
I want to choke you out right now.
He's like a sitcom.
I want to skull fuck you. Okay, and then so the passport saga continues. Wu-Tang
forever.
So today I'm like, I'm getting this shit done. I can't. I just want to get it done.
Right.
You know, like I'm done procrastinating on shit.
I
seriously am.
Why have you been procrastinating on a fucking passport?
I just found out that I needed one like, I don't know, a week ago.
Okay.
So I had to go get photos done, which I did. Then I had to have the money for the shit, which I just got paid.
You had
paid.
A little photo shoot or what?
I went to this place on the corner. Okay. They do.
Fucking, I've seen that place before. Yeah.
Right by Joe Peeps.
Right.
All right.
Joe Peeps in the fucking house.
It was sponsored this week by Joe Peeps.
Joe Peeps.
Sir, you know what my favorite pizza is when I come to LA is Joe Peeps. Mike Pence.
Got a special Silver Fox special. Silver Fox for your ass.
No black olives on that pizza. Only white sauce. No, we only use white sauce on that pizza.
He just don't like the gays. He's not. He don't have nothing against. I think races. I think he just like not dislike gay people.
Well, I don't like anything with fruits in it then. Oh, I don't even like.
So did you get the shit like solved, daiquiris?
Okay. So I get I woke up at 7.
No, Amaretta pineapple juice for you.
Sir, I will not drink pineapple juice. It has fruit in it. I do not like fruit.
Amaretto's too sweet for you. I got you.
So, I take the DS and I go and get the boss's truck, Rick Ross. I get his truck
on the scene,
and I'm like, all right, fuck it. It's 8:00. I'm just gonna go stand in line.
Yeah.
In 4 hours, I should obviously be able to get this shit.
Right.
So I get there and there's nobody there. I'm like, sweet. I'm like the first person because they open up at 9.
Okay.
I'm waiting there. This dude with like the, these are my favorite. Actually, he was wearing my favorite fucking Jordans.
Which one?
The ones with the straps that had like the blue, purple, and green on like the bottom part. I want to say like they're like 7s. They had like
the Bugs Bunny ones. The hair Jordans.
They were like,
yeah, the hair Jordans. I'm like, that's the ones, yeah.
What number?
Hair Jordans. I want to say 7, yeah.
Fuck, those are cool.
That's some hard. I got two pair of them
still. You got the black and the
like, I got the aqua and I got the black, white, and red ones.
God damn, those are good. Okay.
And I had the white ones, but I don't like white
shoes. I know. I like the black ones with like the Hornets colors.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah. Those are sick. That's the one. He opens up the door.
That's some hard-ass shoes.
He opens up the door and he's like, I missed the whole fucking part of the story.
Okay, go back.
Okay, all right. We're gonna Tarantino it.
Oh, shit.
I finally get to work that Friday when I couldn't get the passport. And I'm like, yo, because they're open until 7, I'm like, I'm going to borrow your Jeep after work and go back and just wait in line.
Yeah. What time you got off?
And I asked, I'm like, I text Eric and I'm like, dude, can you be here at 3? He's like, yes. So 4:00 he shows up. Sorry.
Can you be here at 3?
I locked my keys. I locked keys in my car. I'm like, okay. So I run across the street, grab the Jeep. I fucking bust ass to this fucking post office. From work to the post office in 18 minutes in like busy ass traffic at 4:30.
They closed on Fridays, y'all, if y'all didn't
know. Nope. They're open till 7. Okay. I made sure before I left. So now the line's really small. I'm like, fucking A. Cool. I go up there, security guard at the sign. We are no longer accepting passports today. And I'm like,
why?
I go, sir, can I please?
Hear me out.
I go, listen. I'm related to the vice president.
What was the point? Why not?
Because they were too busy. I go, it's 4:30 and you close at 7.
Right.
And he just was one of those, we're not accepting.
Like, hey, don't make me get physical.
No, he just was like, we're not accepting passports. Okay. I'm like, I was here twice today. He goes, we're not accepting. I'm like, all right. Now, normally I'd freak out, but I'm like, fuck it. All right, just drive back. So, again, now today, I'm like, all right, I'm going to do it. So I go back again. Now it's my third trip to the fucking Van Nuys post office. Okay.
This is exciting.
And it's not like in my old hood where I could probably walk there.
Right.
This is okay. But now I'm like, I got 4 hours. I'll be good. Mm-hmm. So the dude with the Jordans, the hair Jordans that you were talking about.
Hair Jordans.
He opens up the door. He's like, nah, man, we closed on Monday. I'm like, I'm on Google right now. And it says that you open up at 9.
Right.
And I show it to him. He goes, nah, that ain't right.
Nah, that shit wrong.
I'm like, well.
That shit wrong.
He goes, but look, there's these other places you can go. One's like Whittier, and then another one's Glendale. So So I look at my watch, and I'm like, fuck it, I'm going to Glendale.
I mean, yeah.
So, okay.
Ain't nowhere in between the motherfuckers?
No. So
Whittier and fucking Glendale. Thanks, man.
And then, like, downtown.
Right, but I'm like, just like, god damn.
So I go, I'm like, fuck it, it's 9:15. I can get to Glendale.
Yeah, no.
And now, and it said it opened up at 10.
In the whip.
Now, so I throw $25 in gas because I've been using the guy's car and I'm going all the way to Glendale.
Which I'm sure he wouldn't give a fuck anyway.
Yeah, I just whatever. It was going low anyway.
Right.
So I get there and now there's no fucking parking in downtown Glendale off of like Central or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
So I go into a parking garage, go to the post office. The line is out the fucking door. I'm like, oh my god. Okay, and like, again, another one of these days.
Your story is like the Oscars. It's like 7 hours of no passport.
It's just my life is like a fucking Larry David fucking plot. Nothing ever works out. And so I'm like, I can sit here and be stressed and not get the passport or just leave. Yeah. So I just said, fuck it. I left. Okay. I got a King Taco.
That's not bad beef.
I sat down for a minute, and then I drove back. And I'm like, I went and I said,
I'll go another day.
I said this.
Live to fight another day.
I told him, I go, next week,
yeah,
I'm going to borrow your Jeep. I just put $25 in.
I hope it lasts.
I'm going to go to the fucking passport place.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. When it's open. I don't care if I have to take the day off.
When it's open.
I'll stand there for 5 hours. I am getting this motherfucking passport.
That shit, that's crazy. It takes that fucking long. What the fuck, man?
But someone made a good point.
What?
Why is everybody getting passports?
Because Trump.
Yep.
Man, I got a passport, so I don't
know. Fuck. Can I buy it off you?
Yeah.
All right. I'll go tanning for
a while. I can't believe you went 3 fucking times.
Well, technically, I went 3 times to Van Nuys and once to Glendale, so 4 times to try to get a passport. The thing, listen, every one of those times I could have gotten it, but I was in a time restraint because I am so needed at a fucking place.
I always feel good to be wanted and needed.
Anyway, so that was fucking...
Oh, my God.
Yes, that was... It was aggravating, but you know what? The new side of Brandon, I didn't let it bother me. I fucking...
You had a King Taco. I had a King Taco. Call it a motherfucking day.
You know what? And I smiled as I ate it. I'm like, you know what? Okay.
What you had on the taco?
It was a chicken.
Oh, that sounds good.
Chicken, a little bit of cheese, and that green sauce.
Oh, sounds good. Yeah. Oh, it was the Loterio fat ass.
Oh. He eats about 10 of those. Oh, eat them. All right, but you had mentioned it. So tomorrow is Fat Tuesday.
Tomorrow's Fat Tuesday, yep.
So that ends.
Ends Mardi Gras. That's the end of it. And then we get back to getting your ashes on Wednesday to cleanse all the sin and
so
dirty shit you did.
This is why I wanted to bring it up.
Yep.
You're not a holiday guy?
Nah, fuck the holiday.
Okay.
Every day a holiday. It's my birthday the day I woke up. Happy birthday.
You grew up Roman Catholic.
Yeah, definitely.
Will you get ashes?
I haven't got ashes in a long time.
I'm going to get them this year.
Yeah. I'm not.
There's a church right by Viron's, and I'm going to get ashes. It's been a long time. I went once out here with Jackie to the, like this Mexican church, yeah, probably 12 years ago.
Yeah, I've never been since I've been out here, so yeah, no.
And I said, you know what? Why not? I haven't done it in so long.
Yeah. I actually been to church a few times, but I haven't had ashes.
No, would you? Because it's not really holiday oriented.
What?
Are you going to give something up, or are you going to do something?
I stopped doing that shit in elementary school. Because my thing is, I only ate seafood for like 9 years. So meat, you know,
I
was like, that's
no, perfect. No. But I mean, like, 1 year I gave up like wasting things.
I give up all kind of shit. Being stupid.
Do you think you can give up beating off for 40 days?
Yeah, probably so.
What's the longest you ever went without beating off?
Probably longer than that. You just get your
get the
dick
fuck
sucked
out of here.
Get some pussy. Get your dick sucked. Do something else. Fuck. What do you mean?
That's a good plan. Yeah.
I know. The fuck. That's not even that difficult.
When you were in county, did you beat off?
No.
Could you? Were you in bunk? Was it bunks?
Yeah, it's a little setup.
Are there dudes beat off?
It's some sick shit goes on all around the world.
I mean, I'm not saying like fucking each other, but I mean like
some dudes in county fuck each other though.
No.
Some dudes stay in county for like months and. I mean, long periods of time.
I mean, I don't want to.
I mean, some people repeat. People
I don't want to say, but like your brother kind of was for a while.
No, my brother was in fucking the other place, bigger than county. Yeah.
Oh, whoa. That's where like
the fucking goes on. And
yeah, that's where it clinks shut. Yeah. You were in like a dorm almost.
Yeah, my brother was up a little bit.
Oof, that sucks.
Yeah, it's all part of the game. Fucking.
Do you think dudes like when you're in like desert? In the fucking Iraq war, you think they'd like beat one off when they get a chance?
You fucking right.
Were they gonna beat
I got cousins and shit was in the military, so it's just fucking be on like duty, stand up, and if you could catch one in your pocket, hey. Yeah, no.
Like indeed. That kid at the Chargers game?
Yeah, shit like that, yeah. For real.
All right. Yeah. Now, career always says fuck holidays. Every day's a holiday.
Every fucking day. Celebrate.
And I'm gonna tell you something. Last week was a holiday because he drove from the valley.
Celebrate.
To pick me up from Culver City
in fucking traffic from the morning, goddamn. Yep, and that's what I tell you.
Okay,
if it wasn't
and
a holiday,
to drive all the way back.
All the way back.
No, but because of that, I got you a gift.
Oh shit!
I had to get this one for you
this
when I saw it.
This motherfucker is retarded. He's crazy.
I had to get this when I saw it.
You fucking stupid! Where the fuck you get this from? You ain't get this from no store.
Nope. No, I had that ordered.
I like this. He's fucking stupid. Y'all know I'm gonna wear this shit. It's a t-shirt. Y'all gonna see the picture. All
right.
This motherfucker is retarded, though.
I had to, though.
Hey, it's, but it's a cold-ass t-shirt. I like the color. This is a color I wouldn't buy, but
I've never seen you wear a color like this. That's why I went with that one.
That's a nice fucking color. And I like the lettering. It reminds me of, like, old, like, country shit. Boy, good.
Good. No, thank you for the ride that day.
Oh, man, it's all good. I told you, that shit... That's the kind of shit I don't never mind doing. Out here, though, it will frustrate you because you'd be like, fuck, man. It took me 2 hours to get somewhere. I could have took 20 fucking minutes to be.
It all depends on the time, too. Do you ever,
you're right. Like, if it was after that, it would have been like, okay, noon, I wouldn't have had that problem.
Like today, when I drove to Van Nuys, mm-hmm. it probably took 15 minutes. It wasn't really that bad. But it was around 9:30.
Yeah.
Well, and then I took the 118... all to the 5 to the 134. I went around that way, and it really wasn't that bad. There was no stoppages, but that was at like 11 o'clock.
I told you, once you get past them people trying to get to work and shit,
you know what street you don't fucking take right now? Laurel Canyon. That is fucked.
I ain't been on Laurel Canyon.
You like Laurel Canyon because
I take Coldwater a lot now
because of the sinkhole.
Yeah,
Laurel Canyon's fucked. Whitsett's fucked all the way up and down. Okay. And then Coldwater, they're starting construction. So like there's ain't any fucking way you can get over here. It stinks.
L.A., baby. Love it, I'll leave it.
How long is that construction on Whitsett been there?
Forever.
Fucking a year and a half, 2 years?
Forever.
How's that kombucha, the grape? That doesn't make you have to shit.
Great synergy for you.
I had one of those. Everything makes you have to take a shit.
I'm just glad you finally got your passport within reach and you're going to just grab it.
It's like you should see I have like an entire portfolio. Like all I have to do is just go. Like, I have the money... Everything filled out, my birth certificate, everything. Here you go. That's all I got to do.
Like, dude, we're not giving out passports no more.
That's what he said.
What?
No
passports.
Dude. Oh, I deleted the picture, but
dude,
I took a picture
of it. No more passports, dude. Trump said that shit over with.
I'm like, it says 7 o'clock on the sign, sir.
Dude, you got it wrong.
And you know.
Oh, my God. He just told you they just stopped.
Okay,
we stopped for the day.
I don't know. This.
Dude.
Okay, this is Brandon's ethnic moment.
Oh, shit.
Sir, please. This isn't about gays. This is about
ethnic race. This is race or identity.
So we'll go to my Trump voice. Mm-hmm. No. So every time I go to the DMV, EBT, the fucking passport, all the Hispanics always bring all their fucking kids. They got fucking 6 kids.
But you know that's part of like...
That's part of like the family thing, I guess.
But part of like showing you I need help.
I gotcha.
I gotta like sell this shit. Cause you know, a lot of people doing better than you think they are. A lot of people, like, you know, they're trying to get them extra benefits, but they're working out the back door. They're getting some cash.
But you know what I'm saying?
Like,
I'm
just being serious with you. Like, they'll bring.
If I ever see a black person, they might have one kid with them, or a white person,
I bring the crew.
Me, but
you gotta bring the crew up.
Hispanics, they bring the cousins.
You gotta bring the crew. You gotta bring the crew.
I'm like, those two people are like 25 years old and they have 9 kids? What the fuck is going on?
Fucking
and they're all climbing all over shit.
Dude, you're 21. How your daughter 13, 14, and 15? Yeah. What the fuck?
What does Kev Williams say?
Yeah, he goes,
Hispanics. Take the kids out of the fucking strollers when they're 7 years old. He goes, little essay's dragging his feet on the ground.
Oh my God, Cat Williams in the parking lot that day, the other spot where you be at. I've seen a lot of shit just fucking around, man. That was some whole other shit. They came to the store a few times and then just parking lot.
here's a good one that our guest today, he heard. The guy comes in and he seems off. I don't know, off or
he
just
seems off.
Whatever. And he goes, hey, this is an exact question. Hey, how much are those dollar tickets? And it is straight face as I could. I go, a dollar? He's like, oh, okay.
All right.
And they just left.
Get some paper. I'm giving money. I'll be back.
What? That's a go to the 99-cent store and asking how much something costs.
LA, man. I love this fucking place, man.
People are so fucking weird. Oh, man. Now, with the fucking scratchers, we had...
Y'all been having any big money winners on the scene?
There's a couple because they got that $30 scratcher now.
Oh, shit.
So some people won maybe like $1,000. No, like $500.
Mm-hmm.
Like $1,000. But we can't cash them out. They got to go to the lottery place.
Where the fuck the lottery place at?
Remember my old spot?
Yeah.
Where the Denny's is?
Yeah.
Right there.
Oh, shit. Okay, not far.
Yeah.
Local.
And
so they cash out that same day, they give you a check.
No, they got, like, if you're in the system,
yeah,
they'll send it to you the next day. But
so you, if you won before,
yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah. So
if you didn't, then what? How long?
It would take like a month.
Oh god damn. Motherfucking bills still be late.
Yeah, and it would already be taxed. It would already be taxed too.
Man, my phone still cut off fucking with the lottery.
That's when you sell the ticket to somebody.
Right,
you're like,
man, here, you want this shit?
Look, listen, I won $1,000.
No shit.
Just give me five for it. Give me five and you can go do
call it.
It
a day.
I hate the scratchers.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and we had our conversation about how we went on a scratcher journey before, which was fun, I got to say.
That was my one and only. Hey, I appreciated it, though.
On a board night, yeah, when you're when you got really...
Chasing like, $5 a hit.
That's it. Yo, we won $5. Move to the next 7-Eleven. Next 7-Eleven. Next 7-Eleven. We're not losing money. We're not winning money. We're not losing any money. We're keeping it going until this $5 is gone. And it was about 12 stores we went to.
Definitely constant.
So,
chasing the dragon.
When I told you when we went to that brunch.
Which one?
Oh, no, I didn't. I told him. I went to a brunch the Sunday before.
Yeah.
And afterwards, they had like a little backyard boogie deal. Well, this is more like an apartment boogie. That's my second single, Backyard.
Backyard Boogie on these hoes.
I want Cool in the Gang to be on it.
Maze.
Huh? No, I want Charlie Wilson. I want the Gap. Seen the Gap Band?
Yep. Yeah. Charlie was in the Gap Band.
So we, for some reason, decided to buy scratchers, which I'm like, okay, fuck
it. She usually do that?
They like, Mexicans like scratchers. I'm just going to put it out there. Trump told me that.
Trump told me.
So be listening, it's like a $2 scratcher, and it's you got to match the number to the number. It's a regular fucking thing. So me, I know how the shit works. So I'm just like this, and the three numbers are like 3, 29, 15.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, so I know I'm not gonna win, and I'm scratching. And if you get like a diamond, it's 20 times the amount.
Okay.
Or no, it's 25 times the amount.
It's not a bad lick.
And so there's a 15 with a diamond. Mm-hmm. I'm like, really? I'm like, okay, I'm like, it's gonna be like.
I was fucking with my head. Right
I'm
now.
Like, it's gonna be like a dollar.
Okay.
I go scratch off what it is, $20.
Okay.
So we're looking at $500.
Right. So
they need one. And I'm like, holy shit! I'm like, yo! And I'm showing everybody, and they're like. I'm like, I'm going to the store, and because she has like a little bodega right downstairs. So I go down the bodega. I'm like, checking it. I'm like, dude, look it. And I'm being the asshole that I hate.
Come in your fucking spot. And he goes,
no, buddy. And he takes the thing and he scratches it. It wasn't a 15. It was a 16. I didn't scratch the whole fucking thing.
Hey, buddy, calm down, buddy.
I didn't scratch.
Calm the fuck down, buddy.
I didn't scratch the whole thing.
Calm the fuck down. You did not win. Go to bed, buddy. It's been a long night.
I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. I was so embarrassed.
You was that same motherfucker that come in and be like, yeah. Right there, that's the one.
Like, because wow. I know, in my head, I like knew for sure that I won. And like
nobody else in the apartment wasn't like, oh, I think he needs to scratch this.
No, everybody was just excited.
Hey, I think he needs to keep scratching this, B.
Everybody was excited.
Hey, yo, B, you ain't finished scratching this, homie.
Oh, man. Do you, all right, here's a very weird question for you.
What up?
That was the last time we did scratchers when we did that?
And before that, I've never done
that. You don't get them like in a card or something? No, I'm not. Never mind. No point. All right.
That's white people.
Your lady doesn't like scratchers?
Man, none of that. I don't know nothing about no.
No, I'm telling you.
Go to casinos and gamble.
Yeah.
We
what does she play?
I don't know. Real hustlers. I don't really go to that.
What is that a game?
I know my grandmother goes to slot machines and shit. I don't know.
Real Hustlers, that a new card
real
game?
Real Hustlers. All of that scratching shit. It's in the like, streets. It's just casinos.
Real Hustlers is a slot machine with guns and bandanas and shit.
We have casinos. Y'all are at bodegas and shit. We ain't got time for that shit.
So we leave guns, bandanas, you got to match
up. We want the shit to ring off when we win. We ain't got time for no maybe. It's like, maybe you won.
Does Louisiana have a lottery?
Fucking right. What? Man, I think... What state at this point don't have a lottery?
Probably Utah.
Them fucking Mormons still ain't getting paid off the fucking lotto? Oh, well, shit.
I'm saying, like, they have a lottery where you could, like, pick your numbers, and then they have the scratcher deals.
Louisiana is big on casinos and gambling. We love it. Oh, my God.
Oh, was it, like, Harrah's? Harrah's a big deal?
Yeah, Harrah's. We got Grand Casino. We got Harrah's really big.
Now, Harrah's, is it just like the casinos out here where it's only card games?
Fuck no. We got roulette. We got everything.
And slots.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. All right. No, because you know the ones out here, like the Hustler, the Bicycle, all the like non-Indian owners.
Right. Yeah. Not Morongo and none
of that. The fuck explained this to me? Oh, Teeth, his Tree Man's old roommate who used to live here.
Yeah.
He works at a casino, and I guess the way that these casinos can operate without being Indian casinos, you can't have any games of chance, which would be roulette.
Right.
Which would be slot machines.
Oh, yeah. No, we got all
okay. Which would be, I want to say Baccarat.
Yeah, we got all
but no. you can only have games of skill, which would be card. Like poker, not dominoes. What's that? Mahjong.
Yeah, no.
That kind of shit.
We got chance.
Pai Gow.
We got chance shit going on. We ain't got time for no
limitations. I don't like dice. I don't do that shit.
Slum. We from the slums, man. You gotta do all that shit.
Did you really ever like just sit there and play dice?
You fucking right. I got my ass whipped in the fourth grade. We were shooting dice in class. Now, principal walked in the room. We were shooting in the back of the class, and we didn't see her. And she stood over us for like a minute, and then she made me, Ken Bardell, and
me, shout Ken, out to Ken,
this dude Ellis or something like that, and one of the dudes made us stand in front of the class, and she whipped us with a paddle in front of everybody. Fourth grade. Shout out to our teacher was Miss. Forgot that woman's name. Missed something. Fuck. But
you never played dice again.
Yeah, right. Fuck out
of here. The World Series of Dice with Ashley Larry.
The World Series of Dice with me. Full grade, baby.
And what's his name? Ernest what?
Ernest Borgnine.
No. She shouted him out. What's the dude's name? Are you still friends with him? Do you know this fucking guy?
Ernest Borgnine.
You know him?
No, Ernest Borgnine. Rest in peace, homie.
All right.
The World Series of Dice with Ashley Larry and Ernest Borgnine.
Who was in it? It was Ashley Larry. Then it was that Asian guy they always used.
Yeah.
What's his name? Eddie Griffin.
That Asian dude was real good.
Eddie Griffin.
And then, what was his name on the show? Fuck, I can't remember.
Who? Eddie Griffin?
No, the Asian dude.
Oh, fuck you.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
And then, Eddie Griffin was like something. He wore like an eye patch.
Fuck you.
And then, who was she? Chappelle was his character from Trading Spouses. With like the little afro and the cigarette hanging out. Like Leonard something. Leonard.
Oh, you bitches is crazy.
He goes, you ain't gonna shoot me.
Man, I really like this tee, man. I appreciate that.
Are you gonna wear it?
Yeah, appreciate you, man.
Well, I appreciate the ride. That saved me a lot of money. So the t-shirt is probably cheaper than the fucking ride would have been.
Appreciate you, man.
Appreciate it. Appreciate you. White kids are starting to say no.
Everybody say that shit. I keep telling you that.
All right. Okay.
What?
I don't know how to breach this topic.
Breached?
What? There's a couple, like, how do you tell somebody something embarrassing? Like if you had, like, food on your cheek or something.
I'd say, motherfucker, you got something on your face.
Would you say it to a stranger?
You're fucking right. If it was in my face, like, man, get that shit off your face, man, before you walk out of here. You'd be like, oh, thank you,
okay,
man.
Okay, all right. Now,
I'm going to be out here looking like an asshole with mayonnaise on my face. Yep.
All right. Am I the asshole because I don't say something?
Yes, you are. Yes.
No, because I don't want them to feel embarrassed that they got something. Well,
I think they'd be more embarrassed that they continue their journey with shit on their face and just walking through the world. So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Like, what if, you know, someone had, like, some dandruff on their shoulders? You'd be like, yo, home.
Yo, hey, man, let me, yeah, tell them.
Okay, all right. Now, what if they got, like, a bug?
That's the same shit.
Okay,
man.
All right, now.
Oh, shit. So many levels to this.
No, this is okay, because this is why it's weird. I'm not checking out dudes' pieces, okay? Like, I'm not checking out dudes' rigs, but, like, sometimes you notice a dude's zipper is undone.
Right, hey, man, your zipper undone.
Yeah, but I never say it, because then they're going to think I'm looking at their dick.
I don't give a fuck. We're grown men. Man, look, your dick, your fucking zipper open, you stupid motherfucker. Zipping your pants. Right, man, thanks, dude. Right, that's it, man. Nobody ain't worrying about nobody's dick. You can't see a dick through a zipper. They got their little underwear on. Fuck all that shit.
You don't think that's weird?
Not at all.
If a guy came up to me and was like, yo, dude, your zipper's down.
Oh, thanks, man. I'm keeping moving.
You wouldn't wonder why he...
Fuck no. Who got time to wonder why somebody's looking at their zipper? Get the fuck out of
here. Okay. What if, all right, someone's bending over to like look at something, yeah, and it's a dude and his butt cheeks are hanging out. Would you be like,
just go the other way?
Yeah, would you be like, dude, pull up your pants?
Hell no, that's just that's some shit.
Okay, so you tell them to pull up their zipper, but you wouldn't tell them to pull up
when
their
pants?
When
somebody ass cracks showing, that's bare ass. You're not looking at somebody's dick when they zipper open. It's just their zipper's open. Okay, hey man, zipping your pants. Oh, thanks, man. Your ass crack out, that's just like, hey, you got some need some more pants.
Okay. What other things would you not tell someone that you notice?
See, that's the thing with me. See, I had exes and chicks that I would fuck that if they fucking pussy don't smell, I can't do that. I have a allergy to, like, some, I know some people, dudes, like, when we were growing up, we were younger, dudes would know somebody got pussy that don't smell right and still fuck them. And I'd be like, how the fuck could you do that? Like I'd be like, nah, I gotta get the fuck out of here. Be like, oh, well, you know, I feel bad. Well, you feel bad, you still fuck them. So what?
Okay, but I brought this up before. Like, I've been with a woman who her pussy doesn't stink, but maybe we just had Thai food and maybe she's got a hot shit in the chamber.
Like, that makes no sense.
Like, because you're fucking her doggy style and you're kind of getting like a little.
That makes no sense.
You're getting a little whiff.
That's a stink ass. That's not.
No, I'm going to have to shit it sometime, but I want to fuck right now.
Well, let me explain something to you.
You're telling me you never fucked when you had to take a shit.
Me?
Like, maybe you had a shit in 25 minutes and like the chick's giving you head and you're like, oh man, maybe there's like some kind of a scent down there.
No, I'm just saying.
Yes, you have.
No, that's.
Yes, you have.
I don't have complicated sex stories, but what I'm saying
yes,
is.
Yes, you do.
Even with the pussy, it's just cordial to be like, you know. This is my thing, okay.
Yeah, how do you go about that?
Okay, let me say this. This is my thing. If you're fucking somebody.
Okay, I'm the girl. I'm the girl. And
no, this is from experience. You're in a room with a girl. Nice, small size room. And if you're going to fuck, say you finger in her and the pussy don't smell. She can smell that shit too. Your nostrils are not equipped to just smell fucking bad shit by itself. So if you can smell it, she can smell it. So it's almost like one of them things where it's just like, hey. And as I got older, I realized I'm not into just random bitches with bad pussy, like, cause I can't do nothing with that. It's like, no, man.
Okay, so then that shit don't work. They would kind of know and be like, hey, I'm gonna take a shower.
I've never the two people in my life, the one girl I left, that was somebody I want. I left, and another person. It was just like I was like, man, what? Oh my god, it was like embarrassing, but it was like. I've been working all day, blah blah blah. Cool, whatever. But
mind you, just say
my urge to fuck is gone. So
yeah, you know what? The smell of that does just kill your boner like instantly.
Yeah,
you got some some weird fucks out there.
I just said that. I know a lot of people.
They like shit like that.
They not even. It ain't even like they like it. They just like that's what it is. Let's do this shit.
I don't know. I mean, there's got to be a day where like. You know, like you hadn't showered that day and you worked all day and your nuts got that oniony smell.
I ain't gonna put my nuts in somebody's mouth. Fuck, I know, but my nuts smell like when they sweating and fucking.
Yeah, but
salty
if they start to go for it and
but that's what I'm trying to tell you. You grown man, ain't nobody starting to go for it, bitch. Let me go take a shower real quick. I'll be back.
So then let her take a shower and then you guys.
She might, but I don't have that problem. I'm just saying, at a younger age, I wasn't into because it told me something about you don't really need to be fucking if you can't keep your pussy clean, like. Yeah, that's just reality. Like, everybody ain't equipped with their pussy. Everybody don't clean their shit the right way. Everybody don't wipe their ass the right way. Everybody don't take showers.
Fuck. That's why I'm glad I'm cut.
Some people don't brush their teeth. Fuck, you know what I mean? Like, you kissing on bitches or dudes and they don't even brush their teeth in the morning. You'd be like, you nasty motherfuckers.
That's a good point. Yeah, I brush my teeth every. Right. Hey, that Sonicare, I got to be honest with you. Shout out to Sonicare, dude. I want to get a sponsorship from them.
Shit. But you know what I'm saying? Like, some people don't even give a fuck about brushing their teeth in the morning, man. Some people.
I didn't take a shower today, but I brushed my teeth.
Thanks for that, though.
But I showered last night. You
crazy motherfucker.
What's the longest you're one without a shower?
I don't know. I like that's the thing. I like being clean.
When I was in Scouts and I went to Philmont,
you're taking me back to fucking
8 days or some shit.
Elementary school.
I used to be like a shower like once, twice a day kind of guy. Now it's like a fucking chore to take a shower.
I don't think I ever was a two times. My grandmother used to make us take a shower in the morning and before you go to bed when you live with her.
When I first started seeing Veronica, I'd take a shower before work. Mm-hmm. And then I knew she was going to be over like around 6:30. So I'd take.
To clean your balls, yeah.
Yeah, I'd clean up and shave some. You still shave your shaft?
Yeah, I keep everything like it's supposed to be. Play
bar?
Play bar?
I think that has a lot to do with it. Because. when girls have like a bush,
yeah,
that's when they get a smell.
It's I don't like believe a that though. I just because the smell comes from the inside of the pussy. I don't know.
Yeah, but the bush could be fucking sweaty.
You making excuses for these motherfucking hoes. That's like, I ain't making excuses for the dudes or the women. Clean your balls, clean your pussy. Keep it clean. All right. Keep it pimping, pimping. All
right. Fuck. I guess
oh my God.
I guess we'll leave on that. Okay. Then
keep
we won't
that pussy clean.
Listen, then
keep
okay. I wanna know this demon story from Mardi Gras.
No, that's too long.
No.
Nope. I'll say that for next week. I got it.
You can't tomorrow no, nope. Tomorrow's Mardi Gras.
Boom.
Tomorrow's Mardi Gras.
That's the ghouls and goblins of Louisiana, New Orleans, underground. Voodoo. The Saints won a Super Bowl. The Falcons didn't. The fuck?
It's that long of a story?
It is. It's detailed. It's very. It's okay. It's a good story.
Does it involve any women that have smelly pussies?
No. Right. You and them smelly pussies. Sure. I'm glad your woman got her shit together. Because, see, that's good. She took you away from the smelly pussy holes. She
no. The last couple, they didn't have smelly pussies.
I forgot your shit getting... Your shit getting tracked down and shit. They like, wait, yeah, you see my pussy? I'm suing him for slander.
They've been listening.
I'm suing him for slander. Man, go ahead. Bye. Peace. I'm like, fuck that.
All right. Go fuck all your faces and give something
and
up
for... And fuck your Mardi Gras mask, too.
Give something up for Lent.
I think it's about time for me to hit these against the upside of the head with some of that West Coast gangster shit. Oh, wait.
It's a whole nother day. I'm back up in you, Snoop D-O-double-G, I represent her. Been away for a while, but you all know I'm still doggy styling on death row. Got shit locked down, sold up. So if you plan on coming out, nigga, hold up. It's a stick up, dick up. They got your shit on the shelf, all mine is too. And guess who they gon' pick up? Some niggas think they know they shit, but they don't. Some inmates escape, some won't. Bumpin' heads with niggas. Where you from? East Side, Long Beach, nigga. 2-1. The homie just got parole. And he got more stories than the highway patrol. Tellin' me about the money Suge Knight stole. But don't let that shit leak. A nigga, I get swole. Niggas tryna get in to get at me. Put me up on game, telling me who gon' jack me. But ever since I was a puppy, till I was full grown, I never had no other dog pulling on my phone. Doing way too much, acting tough with this East West Coast stuff. See me? I'm all about my money, man. I stay fly and dry, I don't get caught up in the rain. Cause game, recognize game. No matter where you're from, we all can get dumb, insane, and turn the party out, without a doubt. Unless you the niggas who ain't got no clout. LBC and B, where are my crew? Cause we out here smoking on the crazy glue. Upside your head, like oops, snoops, the shit that you hear him bumping in the groups. Can't avoid it, homeboy. This is Venice, I represent it from VA to Venice. So when it's timid and cold outside, rely on the doggy dog to put the heat in your lives. Without my gun, I can't trust these niggas, fool. It ain't no fun. I'm sitting up in court, cause somebody got done. What really counts is how the crowd bounce. Go home and say, Snoop Rock the partake. Nobody got killed is what got announced. I guess they got a chance to see Dr. Bombay. But I keep my heat in case niggas get cold. Warm you up with the sheet, zip you up and roll. Now, Doggy Style Records is now official. Getting money out the biz ain't with my initials. Shipping records overseas, I'm making G's. With who you may call enemies. But I see nothing funny about making money. Cause we all know it don't grow on trees. So I gotta get what I gotta get when I can. Up early in the morning with the Gap band. Burning rubber down to get a new car. So don't get jealous when you see me in the double R.